The other week I went to the World Cup. Not the one in Brazil, but the 2014 Canoeing World Cup at the Lee Valley White Water Centre, about 10 miles from Whipps Cross Hospital. During my visit, I spoke to spectators, competitors and organisers. I began with Chloe Nelson from British Canoeing, who explained to me more about the Canoeing World Cup.
Today's event is the ICF 2014 Canoe Slalom World Cup. It's the first event here at Lee Valley White Water Centre since the London 2012 Olympic Games. So we're absolutely delighted to have such a world-class event here on the doorstep. This weekend's event has seen canoes and kayaks go down a 300-metre course and they paddle and negotiate their way through red and green poles. They go downstream through the green poles and upstream through the red poles. If they touch a pole, they receive a 2-second penalty, and if they miss a gate, they receive a 50-second penalty. So it's just about how quickly can they go down the course but clean, so that means without accumulating any penalties.
Here I am speaking to Jessica Fox, who got the bronze medal in the women's kayak. Jessica, how do you feel?
Look, it's the start of the season, the first World Cup race, and I'm happy with that. You know, a third place is a medal is a medal, and it's a good start to the season.
You're a full-time canoeist, are you?
I'm just turning 20. I'm still at uni and fitting that in around my training and competition, which is hard because we travel 4 months of the year for these events. And, you know, this course in London is probably one of the best in the world and one of my favourites, and I've got some good memories here having won the silver medal in London 2012. So it's a great course and it was really exciting to be back here racing.
You say it compares favourably to the other courses around the world.
I guess every course is different. This course, it's one of the most impressive because there's good gradient and really powerful water with lots of features the whole way down. The other courses we're racing on this year are a bit smaller, but again, you know, they're all different and technical, and this has to be probably one of my favourite.
And what would you say to anyone who would be thinking of a sporting career in canoeing having come along today?
I think, you know, give it a go, and Lee Valley White Water Centre has some fantastic facilities for beginners, and just around England there are a lot of canoeing clubs, and yeah, I guess you never know until you give it a go, so have a crack and I'm sure you'll fall in love with it like I did.
I then spoke to Matthias Stoop from Switzerland, who explained why he was at the event.
Yeah, so I'm canoeing for a very long time. I was competing in wild water canoeing as well, but I retired in 2008 actually, and I'm still very interested in this sport. It's one of the best sports I have ever done, and I always try to come back and see this sport. It's just great.
And what do you think of today's event?
Yeah, it's a great location. It's tremendous wild water here, and it was a great competition, so everything I have seen so far is just awesome.
I'm speaking now to Faye Jamil, another spectator at today's event. Faye, could you just explain why you're here today?
Yeah, I've come along to support David Florence. He is our nominated sponsored athlete for Lloyd's Register. So I just thought we'd come along and see how he's doing and just cheer him on.
And are you having fun today?
Yeah, we definitely are. It's a great day. The sun makes it all the more better, and it's quite an impressive course. It's the first time I've come, and I live in North London, so for it to be just around the corner and have access to it, I think it's brilliant. Yeah, we're having a great day.
And has this inspired you to get on the water and take up canoeing?
Yeah, I was just thinking, why not? I'll give it a go. Yeah, I think so. I think it's maybe not to this level yet, but definitely get in the canoe and or kayaking or something like that. And yeah.
I'm now joined by Tim Bailey, who won a gold in London 2012. And you've been very heavily involved in this weekend's event.
I wasn't involved in the build-up and preparation. I mean, there's been volunteers on site all week working super long hours to make the event happen, but I've been here over the weekend helping with the commentary because I've recently retired from the sport, can see what's happening, and I'm confident to commentate on it. And also myself and Etienne have been doing some signing sessions and helping with the come and try it to try and get the sort of kids and adults inspired, really, because the Lee Valley course here is a fantastic and phenomenal facility. I'd never ever have dreamt of anything like this existing in Britain when I was growing up, so now that it's here, we really want to make everyone realise what a cool place it is and how much they should come down and enjoy it existing, because it alone is an incredible legacy from London, and that's only really going to be capitalised on if local people get involved and come down and make the most use of it. There's the opportunity to come along with very little skill. And if you can swim, I think, is the only requirement. You can go rafting, you can do hydrospeeding, which is where you swim down the core white water with a float, and then you can also do canoeing on the flat water, and you can do some lessons and build up to be able to canoe on the actual white water courses as well.
Joining me now is Wendy Daly from the Lee Valley Paddle Sports Club.
My involvement with today's event really stems from my two children, who both are members of the Lee Valley Paddle Sports Club. They do rafting and my son does the slalom. And as parents, obviously you get involved with what your kids do. The offside of that is that sometimes you get pulled into bigger events. So we were just asked to volunteer, and we volunteered and we turn up and see what job we're given on the day.
And what have you been doing today?
We've been mainly in this marquee. We were down as staff welfare, which is really looking after all the volunteers to make sure they've got plenty of water, because the weather's been absolutely steaming for the past 3 days. So make sure they've got plenty of water, keeping tea and coffee running, sorting out the packed lunches. So nothing very exciting, but vital. I know there's other teams going around, like my son, he's on the bank support, so if anyone swims, although at this level not many of the kayakers swim, his job is to pull them out. And my daughter's what they call a judge's runner, so she has to run round the whole of the course to collect the results from the judges that go back to control, so they get all the scores in on time.
And do you canoe yourself?
No, I don't like water at all, and I don't know where my children get it from. It terrifies me when I see my son go on the water. He first went on it when he was 14, and it is a scary course. So flat water, I have an aversion to, so anything that moves at this speed is really scary. The kids do slalom, they're part of the Talent Academy, which is also based here. Weekends it's regular to go out and do competition racing. And then with the rafting, we had the first ever GB youth rafting team go to New Zealand to compete last year. So that side of the club is growing, because we're hoping to get the first under 19 girls rafting team, which looks like we're starting to get committed to. It does take over your life, and actually if you don't like water, that doesn't really bother you that much, because there's so many other things that you're doing. Part of the legacy from the Olympics was to get a paddle sport club here. And the club here covers all the water disciplines, which is why it's called Paddle Sports, because it covers whitewater racing, rafting, polo, play boating, sprint rafting. So you could come down here and do anything.
And apart from your own aversion to water, what do you think is so great about canoeing?
For my kids, it's a great activity because it is all-consuming. If they are passionate about it, it takes over their lives. And although the commitment from a parental point of view is quite high, actually, I know where my kids are, I know what they're doing, and I know they're doing something that keeps them fit, looks after their well-being, they're with like-minded people, and they're getting regular exercise. If you look at the kids around here, they are all developing paddler's shapes. There is a specific physique about any type of paddler, and they all look really good. They work out regular. They have fun. We've got the Lee Valley Paddle Sport Club here. Just down the road, we've got the Hearts Young Mariners base, which is very good for absolute beginners who just want to go and try out, and you can try all the disciplines out there. Most of the club's children have to be over 9 to be involved, but then they'll get into learning paddling, competition. So everyone should have access to a local club that they can go to and just sign up and give it a go.
And dive in.
And dive in, yes.
With me now is John Anderson, the Performance Director of British Canoeing. John, how has the weekend gone?
Well, from our team's perspective, it's gone incredibly well. Very, very proud of our athletes in terms of their performances. Yesterday, David Florence, a gold medal, Olympic event. Mallory Franklin, gold medal, women's C1 to be an Olympic event. Aileth Gibson, silver medal, C1 women. Absolutely fantastic. Then we had the 3 golds in the team yesterday. And today we had some good performances, good boats in finals today. And then the icing on the cake was the 2 gold medals in the other teams. That's 5 gold medals in team events. Never been done before in canoe slalom. And I've been in canoe slalom a long, long time. And to do it here at Lee Valley, our superb London 2012 venue, makes it even more special, actually. So thanks to UK Sport Lottery for their funding to put this event on. Thanks to Lee Valley District Council. It's a great partnership we have with them. We're here every day. This is home, and they make it special for us. And then I would say thanks to the local people, because I think they've really embraced canoe slalom. We've got our talent programme running with 10 local schools. We've got hundreds of kids coming in at the weekend, and I can see them progressing already through the division. So Olympic Games 2020, 2024, I can imagine the Olympic champion born and bred in Lee Valley, and that's what it's about really. So yeah, it's been fantastic. The weather's been kind, which is good, and I thought we had a great crowd in today as well actually.
And how does this venue compare to others around the world?
It's absolutely the best in the world. Technically, the course is incredibly demanding, it's really good, but what we have is a package. Nowhere else in the world has this package. Olympic legacy course, then obviously the lake and the building, and the fact that the public can come in and utilise it and go rafting. So as a model for what Olympic slalom facilities should be, this is the gold standard.
And we had a great canoeing performance in London 2012. Are you confident for Rio 2016?
Yeah, we're in good shape. I mean, you know, we had the gold and the silver here at Lee Valley, and then because I work with sprint canoeing as well, we had a gold and a bronze at Bisham Dorney. And if you look at our team in the last few weeks, look at the success here. And, you know, 2 weeks ago I was in Szeged with the sprint team, and the sprint team won 6 medals in Szeged, and Hungary's not an easy place to go and win 6 medals in sprint, believe me, but they did. We're halfway through the Olympic cycle, and feet are firmly on the ground. You know, we haven't won an Olympic medal in Rio yet, but we're in good shape.
If anyone is interested in canoeing, what should they do?
Well, you know, British Canoeing is the member organisation, and you can go onto the website of British Canoeing and you can see how to sort of access canoeing in your local area, the clubs, over 600 canoe clubs in the United Kingdom. And the other thing is that the grassroots paddle sport development officers run introductory sessions here at Lee Valley. So go on the website, look at how to access that, come along in the summer, get wet, it's fun. The water's warm, by the way. And who knows, that might be a pathway for another local youngster into this fantastic sport.
If you want to get into canoeing, you'll find more details on our website, www.whxr.org.uk.